You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back for another great, great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We've got a great show for you today. We are back to having a fantastic guest on the show. But before we do that, we are going to start the show off like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our amazing, amazing listeners or viewers, if you catch us here on YouTube. Nettie, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Callie.villas. Again, that's at Cali, C-A-L-I dot villas. And it is owned and designed by at Everyday Krista. And I love this because we're going to start right here with the share. She is a blogger and she's cross-pollinating, if you will, her audiences. I'm like, hey, if people read her blog, she can say, hey, come stay with me in Florida. And she's actually from Canada. But I love that she has, it looks like it's a triplex, and she has themed them so beautifully. There's tons of just beach vibes throughout, but go to it. You can take a look at how the tile is the same yet different in each one. There's wallpaper, same but different. So she's really has a cohesive design throughout the triplex, but then also very, very different, but just a complete coastal vibe there. She is crushing it. It's really beautiful. And I think you'll just notice through her Instagram, there's a color theme there. And I'm going to say she kind of has it here. It's very rosé.
Her color palette makes me want to get a glass of rosé and
hang out there.
Watch the water.
It's really wonderful here. So I think the key here is I just like the cohesiveness of that design, how it really is on brand, not only for her, but for the property and the area that she is in. She's in Cape Canaveral, Florida, and close to the beach, and it is phenomenal. And I want you to take a look. She's got some amazing reels on her feed too. So just take a look at how she's doing that. And also, for all of you that listen to our podcast, this would be a great example of a property that could do multiple listings. You know, she could rent out the whole thing or individual. So just want to give you a little idea there of what's possible with these properties.
You have to check one of her listings. She has the most amazing headboard in one of them. I mean, it's intricate, like boho goodness. And she's got cute coffee mugs that say hot stuff, which is adorable.
She's got
so
the
design. Well done. We love what you're doing. Thanks for being an amazing, amazing host.
And using the hashtag. But again, if you have any, this is where you don't have to be a blogger. You have your own network of people. It could be your family. It could be your friends. It could be the people in your current neighborhood. It could be people at school, past jobs. We just want you to know, we love when people are like thinking, okay, wait, how can I connect the dots on what I do every day to connect those people to their vacation rental? So well done, Cali Villas, Krista. We love it. Sarah, let's get on to the show.
Yeah, we have such a great interview today. We have Rose, who is co-owner with her husband, Brian, of Your Family's Place. And that is their Instagram profile. And we will, of course, link to all of her goodness in the show notes. Their properties specialize in hosting multi-generational families and groups traveling together. So we are going to chat a lot about how you can target those audiences if that's something that your property would be great for. Featuring large size properties on expansive private acreage, guest experience vacation that is open and go with on-site amenities designed with children and family in mind. They are crushing it. Rose, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. We have to share that Rose is an avid listener. We're super thankful. And she listens. We are like her cleaning turnover friends.
We're here for that.
We are here for that. If we are your buddies while you are vacuuming, cleaning toilets, making beds.
Could you please take a selfie and tag
yes,
us? Because it
tag
makes us very happy.
Funny enough, Rose said that it was weird to see us in person after listening to us, but that we enjoy that. So if we are there, just remember we're cheering you on whenever you are doing your turnovers. So Rose, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of background on how you got involved in vacation rentals, short-term rentals, and just your whole family, how you're making this happen.
Well, like many people in the industry, this sort of happened by accident. At the time, so this was back in 2015, I was about to give birth to our fifth child. We have six now, but at the time I was super, super, super pregnant. And it was the only thing I could think about. And my husband came to me and said, there is this property that's coming up for auction. And I really think we should buy it. Now, at the time he was working in another industry, although he did see a job change coming up for him because the owners of his company were retiring and he was trying to think about what was going to come next. But the only thing I was thinking about was I am really
pregnant. I'm pregnant.
And I said, no, why? This is not what we're going to do. And so he did end up buying it. It was quite a surprise to me, but I'm going to say it. He was right.
Brian, yeah.
We'll do all the sound clips for you. Yeah.
Yes. So you can tell him that he was right. And part of the reason why this was a success for us in the beginning was because the property was really special. It was 20 acres. It had a completely private lake and it had so much potential. And this was also during a time when the real estate market was flat. Nothing was happening. Like now you could never score something like this at an auction. So when we originally had bought that property, it needed to be renovated. I have a lot of experience with project managing construction, renovation, and we have a really great network of people that we've worked with in the past for that. So I turned my skills into project managing, into getting the original house fixed up. And we wanted to be able to use the private lake ourselves, but we also couldn't hemorrhage money for no reason. So we decided just to, we'll just throw it up on Vrbo, we'll throw it up on Airbnb, and we'll just see what happens. I don't even know if anyone's going to show up. But within a couple of months, we had our first guest come through, and we realized that this property was special, that we were offering something that people were really looking for. And that was when we made a decision as a couple and as a business to expand more into the large size property space. We ourselves have a very big family. Now there's six kids. And for all of you mom boys out there, I have one daughter who is amazing. And I have then gone forth to make five 5 boys in a row. So there's a lot of boy in this house. We then expanded into our next property is called Mount Pleasant Lodge. And that was a big size property. We also have pet friendly properties because we have a dog and we want to travel with our dog. One of the things that I noticed traveling is when properties are identified as family friendly or pet friendly, sometimes that's code for not as nice.
Mm.
And I wanted to make sure that we were creating spaces that were both pet and family friendly, but also very nice with a strong design and all the amenities that everybody wants, whether you have a dog or not. Then we were in 2020 and the pandemic hit. And at that time, we were actually in production on our next big house, the cottage at Maple Pond. And that was a little scary because then I was pregnant again. And we made it through construction on that. And when that opened in the spring of 2021, it just took off. And that sort of has been our journey to the properties that we're at right now. And we've actually started production now on our next big property. And our biggest one on our biggest acreage. We have 32 acres of undeveloped woods. And we're going to be building another house. It's called Middle Haven. And I'm very excited for what that's going to bring for us.
And can you tell our listeners exactly where are the homes located? And can you kind of go through the guest count on each of them?
Yes.
Also?
So we're located in Tuscarawas County, which is in Ohio. And so if you're thinking about it geographically, we are 2 hours from Cleveland, 2 hours from Columbus. We're also 2 hours from Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And it's about 3 to Cincinnati. So if you look at those metropolitan areas, it's 10.3 million people, less than 3 hours away from our properties. They are all in more rural locations, but just because they're rural doesn't mean that they're hard to get to.
Right.
We're no more than 8 minutes off the freeway and only 2 turns. Because I don't like getting off the freeway and having to take a left, right, a left again. No, we're not doing that. I'm very specific about our locations so that all of these 10.3 million people that want to go on vacation and want to have that more natural rural experience can get there quickly and get there easily.
I'm obsessed you know exactly how many people are within a 2 to 3 mile drive. That specificity is so good.
You got to know your numbers, right?
You got to know all the numbers.
Yes. So Mount Pleasant Lodge is a log house. I like to describe it as summer camp, but elevated with much more comfortable beds and better linens. And that is 15 acres and it sleeps up to 14. Then we have the cottage at Maple Pond. That's 20 acres and that one has a private lake. The main cottage itself can sleep 14, but there's also a guest house on the property. So if you have a bigger group, you can get up to 6 more in the guest house. So that's a total of 20 people right there. And our new house, Middle Haven, is going to have the main house itself, which is going to accommodate up to 14. And then there'll be a guest apartment as an upsell that's above the garage. And then we host a lot of people coming for weddings. So we are building a standalone, it's like a honeymoon suite. I'm calling it the conservatory. And so that will be a separate one. So all told, our new property will be able to accommodate up to 26 people.
Wow. Got some serious people
staying
in there.
I have so many questions for you.
I'm ready.
Yeah. So I'm going to go, before I forget, I'm going to go back to how you are targeting, you know, larger families, larger groups, and mm-hmm. being pet friendly is really important to you. A lot of questions that we get on our DMs on Instagram or email is being pet friendly. Do you ever see it deter people who don't like to stay somewhere with pets?
Yeah.
What's your experience there?
So I, at Mount Pleasant Lodge, I have 1 4-star review and it was for somebody who said, I don't like to stay in pet friendly places. She chose a pet friendly place.
Isn't that interesting? They do that.
I mean,
right.
You do sort of have to go out of your way
right.
to find a pet friendly place.
Yeah.
And she did it and she wasn't her thing, she said, and that's fine. It's a legitimate thing to say. We like to say that you would not know it was a pet-friendly house mm-hmm. unless you had a dog, we do have little doggy welcome baskets mm-hmm. with blankets and special dog towels. I provide cleanup bags because I'm going to assume that people don't have them, but I will provide them. Dog bowls, treats, all of those kinds of things. And I get where people are nervous or they think they can't even put down a rug because there's a dog. You don't need to skimp on things like design, even if you're pet friendly. Absolutely. You don't need to do that.
Absolutely. Okay. And then let's talk about you accommodating these large groups of people. Is filling up your calendar, do you find it to be easy? And are there people that have smaller groups and do you adjust your pricing for less people and not offer all the rooms? Or how, or do you, are you 14 people and no matter how many people you're bringing, that's what you're paying for?
Mm-hmm. So our calendar fills quickly, especially the weekends. And that is year round. During the summer and into the fall, we are booked. You know, we don't do same day turnovers, and that's a quality of life decision for us. Mm. But other than that, you know, we'll be full just about all summer into the fall.
Rose.
And then
we got to stop this because I bet you there are so many people listening right now.
But you just let them breathe a sigh of relief.
It's a quality of life.
Please, can you talk? Sarah and I have actually never talked about this on the show, and it's like it's sinking into my heart right now because we get so focused on, you know, catering to the guests and sometimes making all the money. Were you doing them same day? And then you decided this is too much. Can you talk us through that decision that I'm sure you and your husband, your whole organization made together?
Mm-hmm. So we had been doing some same day turnovers, especially last summer. We had just finished construction on the cottage and we've self-funded up to that point. And it takes a lot of money and it's scary mm-hmm. and we needed to make money. Mm-hmm. It was that kind of a decision. But that summer, it was crazy. And I said, I'm not doing that again. We did make the money and that's fine. But it was a quality of life decision going forward that we didn't need to do that. I also spent our off season looking at different ways that we could utilize the properties in money-making ways. One of the things that we are working on is attracting content creators and photographers to do styled photo shoots. So if I have guests checking out at 11, I don't have people checking in till 4 the next day. Photography does not put a heavy footprint on your property. And people at that point, they can rent your space by the hour. And if you have a beautiful space and a beautiful location, you can then rent it out for photography. And that is another income stream that doesn't put the wear and tear on both you and your property.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you a question that I'm sure some listeners are wondering. They're going to say, well, Rose, I understand it's a quality of life decision for you, but what about hiring a cleaning team so that you don't, you're not running around like a crazy lady on a back-to-back day? What was it for you and your family that wanted you'd rather maybe take a, you know, pay cut or what have you and not employ a cleaning team unless you do? But my understanding is that you're doing, the family does this as a unit.
Yeah. We do have a few people that we do pay to help us clean. But we are also on site for every single turnover.
Got it.
So the cleaning team is me and one or two other people. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have the laundry, you have all of that kind of stuff. And you have to make a decision on where you're going to spend your time. And yes, if it's your job, you're making the money. But you have to make a decision on where you're going to spend it and how far you can push yourself. We did it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And we're trying to expand our company so that we have that space to breathe.
I love that because, that's you know, great. We talk about hosting burnout often on our Instagram channel here on the podcast because you guys, it's so real. You are open 24/7, 365. And, you know, our podcast, our audience really caters to you and you are the owner operator and you've got, you know, 10 or fewer properties. And so it's that point where it can be very difficult to get extra help. And so what happens when your family wants to go on vacation or you don't want to be like working 80-hour weeks and Rose is saying it's okay to not do back-to-backs.
We are going to have to like just champion this message even more because it goes back to knowing your numbers. It allows you that grace of like, hey, if we can still hit our goals at the end of the year, what we want, and we don't have to do, you know, same day back to backs. I mean, that's game changer. Or I even like the idea, maybe you're not completely ready to give up all the back-to-backs. Maybe you know there's a 3-month time period where you're slow and you block them during that three. So you can just like your whole team, even yourself, can give yourself some breathing room. So Rose, that was, I don't want to shut down the microphones right now, but that was like, we could have ended the episode right there because I think that was, everyone just has to give themselves permission that you are the owner and you can own or operate. You know, there are a lot of businesses still that like are closed on Sundays if they choose to, or you don't want to do back-to-backs. I mean, you know, there's a lot of—
or you only serve breakfast
medical,
and lunch.
Yeah,
and
a lot
dinner,
of medical like, practices, like we're closed on Friday or Monday. So love that. But I know our listeners are wondering, okay, how are you opening your calendar and not, you know, shutting off a lot of these guests by having those days not doing back-to-backs? Do you kind of manipulate your calendar so they can check in Thursday, or do you just kind of know your calendar that well? Can you talk us through how you're doing that?
So I manage the calendar. We use OnoRes as our PMS. And when I get a booking in, I make sure that I block off the night before and the night after.
Okay.
Now, sometimes you end up with those funny orphan days. And so one of the strategies that I've used to fill those orphan days is to offer to the guests either who are staying or who are coming after, would you like to extend your stay or come early? And then I offer some sort of a discount. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be very much, but that helps to just kind of stretch that and fill those orphan days.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And that has been a successful strategy.
Wonderful.
One of the things that we also got online this year was dynamic pricing.
Oh, yeah. Nice work.
Yeah.
How's that for you?
And the barrier to entry on dynamic pricing is really low. You can do it. Even if you just have one property, you can do it. And once we plugged that in and we saw what we would be able to bring in, it allowed us to breathe and know that we were making the right decision, both as a family, but also as business owners.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings, and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan.
I don't want to harp on this too long, Rose, but would you mind, because I also know our listeners are going to say, wait a minute, what does she use? What PMS does she use? Just in 60 seconds, what is your feeling on OnoRes? Do you enjoy using it? How was it to learn it and all that kind of good stuff?
I'm very happy with OnoRes. It works well with the size of our business. I did pay for their concierge setup service. And that, again, lowered the barrier to entry and lowered that learning curve for me. I already had professional photography and I had all my email templates ready to go. And I just got API connected for people who are in the know.
Nice.
That happened this week.
Nice.
It was a long line. I'm very happy with OnoRes and it works really well for us.
Yeah, we onboarded a client two years ago. The one in Mohegan. And yeah, it was actually, we did not do the concierge onboarding and it was a learning curve. It's kind of like the Microsoft versus Apple. That's how I kind of compare it to some of the other PMS options. But I know that client is still very happy with OnoRes too. So, okay. All right. So moving on. All right. So husband's like, we want to buy this property. You're like, I'm super pregnant. He buys it anyway. He was right. You have more properties. You have a niche. You are larger properties. And because you have larger properties, you are really focused towards multi-generational family, whatever family means to your group. How do you find your ideal guest that can, so you're matching your property with the right group?
Yeah. So to begin with, we invested in professional copy. And that professional, we worked with a professional copywriter. Her name is Kelly Rye. And she did an excellent job listening to us, listening to me about what I wanted our company to be, who I wanted to attract. She also used our email list to interview past guests to ask them, you know, what was the deciding factor? What were you thinking about when you were making a decision about your property, where you were going to stay? She then wrote copy that targets our ideal guests. And part of our social media is trying to produce content that attracts those people and being in that space. So I'm going to reference one of your episodes where you talked with a social media person. And I don't remember which episode it was, but she was a blogger and she was talking about how one of her blog posts was coming up on the first page of Google. Mm-hmm. And so I heard that while I was cleaning windows.
Oh, wait, Rose, are you the one that took the advice? Yes. I remember someone DM'd us and like, oh my, oh yes, tell the story. This is awesome.
But here's the thing. I'm the boss of my own company and I can do what I want.
That's right, you can.
And so I heard that and I said, all right, I can do this. And I sat down and I pretended I was a person like me looking for a family vacation home. And I typed in all of these different things and I saw who was on the first page of Google results. I then had an email set up and I emailed everybody.
I love it. That was so that episode, I don't remember what the number of it. We'll put in the show notes. That was with Elise Armitage, who we love, love, love. She is an SEO genius, but I love that you did that. Okay, so what happened?
I did it. I mean, I'm the boss. I don't have to answer to me. And so I did it. And so I cast a really wide net. And in response to that gold mine of a tip, I got an interview with the travel writer of the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Nice.
I got both of our properties listed on Territory Supply, which is a property aggregator. And so the time that I invested in that, it really wasn't that much, maybe an hour. But the gold that I got back from that was worth it. Mm. So the idea is I need to be in the spaces that my own ideal guests are in. Mm-hmm. And so I am that person and I go to that spot and I say, here I am, come to our properties. We are what you're looking for.
How have you been doing right now with repeat bookings when you do get those larger families? How's that? Yeah. What's that looking
like for
you?
We're getting more, which is great, which is what we're hoping for. We are trying to transition people once they stay with us once. I have a communication flow that I send people through. And part of that is asking them, please book direct next time. You know, here is my phone number. Here's my email. I would love to host your family again. Do you know anyone who would be a good match for our property? And because a personal recommendation is advertising that I can't buy. And that has been really successful. And we see that with people who are staying with us this year, they're immediately turning around. And they're reserving for next year.
Wonderful. That's a simple question. And can it pay in dividends?
Mark from Boosley's favorite question, right? Do you know anyone?
That's Mark's question. Do you know anybody? Well, so the name of our company is Your Family's Place. I was also cleaning while listening to his episode with you. And he said that he messages his guests that I want to be your family's go-to place for vacation. And I said, that's the name of my company.
Does he know that?
I want to be your family's place. I want to be your family's go-to place for vacation.
Yeah.
So good.
Amazing. Okay, so what is it about your places that really accommodate to the multi-generational group? What does that even mean? So you cater towards infants and great-grandmas? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah. We try to get people of all ages and have something for people of all ages. So I start as a mother myself, and I start with putting things in the property that my kids want to play with while they're there. And my kids do spend a lot of time there. And so I'm putting games. We have full game rooms. We have PlayStations and Nintendos, vintage arcades, air hockey, ping pong, all of that kind of stuff in our game rooms. All of our properties have these game rooms. At the cottage where we have a private lake, we have all of the outdoor toys that you need in order to enjoy your time there. We have canoes, kayaks, and stand-up paddle boards, fishing rods, because the lake is stocked. And I don't know if you know this, but you can train fish to stay by your dock.
What? If you feed them often or something?
You can train them, and they all now hang out around the dock, and they just say, catch me, please, catch me. But they're there. They're ready to go. And so I put myself in the place of our guests. If I'm traveling, what do I need? And then I put that in our house.
Awesome. I can't wait to dig into this because you are obviously, you're just like taking action on everything. We want to talk about, this was something very important on our intake form that you were like passionate about, was your company's organizational chart, your communication flow chart. And this is your business. And that's what Sarah and I teach all the time. And so can you talk us through, like, did this org chart start right out of the gate, or did you guys work on this over time?
What is an org chart? For those who, you know, stumbled into this, maybe they left, you know, a job that didn't have, they weren't involved with the business's organizational chart. What is it and why was it important for you?
Mm-hmm. So what I did was I pretended that we were a business with maybe 100 employees. What would be the different departments within that business? So you would have a marketing department, you would have guest services, you'd have the maintenance team, you'd have the IT people. And so I have a list of all of these different departments within our company and what the jobs are for all of them. And as a new thing comes up, I add it in there. And when I'm working on things, I try to think strategically, like today I'm going to be in the marketing department and the marketing department is going to make some decisions. And you know, today I am doing guest services because I am collecting balloons and a happy birthday card for guests that are arriving today. And I think my husband probably thinks I'm crazy, but that's okay. I get the job done.
Yeah.
And sometimes I tell him the marketing department made a decision that we're going to host an Instagrammer and do a giveaway. Mm-hmm. And that's the marketing department's decision. And the marketing department, me, did make that decision. And that was a huge win for us. So being strategic and having those kinds of organizations written down, but go back to it and change it. And that's okay. You, again, you are your own boss and you can do what works for you. Right.
And you might be the only person in that org chart in the beginning or throughout the entire, you know, time you're hosting your house, but it's ready for if you want to hire someone or one of those lovely children needs to start working and you can plug them into the org chart somewhere.
No, and it's Annette and I also, we talk about this often, we invest in ourselves as business owners. And so we listen to other podcasts. We are in masterminds. We take courses, right? Because we continuously improve ourselves. And we will tell you a common thread among these, you know, awesome business owners who are, you know, they make a lot of money and they're very influential and they just have really nice, balanced lives is exactly the tip that you're giving everyone right today, Rose, which is to have an organizational chart for, like, literally just our mastermind call last week with one of our
coaches. It was 2 hours
on the org chart.
And the org chart could be you. That was like a lot of people on the call are like, I'm the only person. It's like, it's okay, but you need to know your role. How many people, when you do this org chart, it's you and your husband. What does the rest of your team look like currently?
So we have my husband and I, and then we have two people that help us clean over at the cottage. That's a big size property. So it's me plus two other people cleaning. At Mount Pleasant Lodge, it's me and one other person cleaning. And today was actually a very exciting day. We met with a gentleman who is a handyman. And hiring a handyman is going to be a big step for us. Mm-hmm. We've always been the handy people ourselves. And so I'm excited for how this is going to free us up to, you know, work on our business and not in our business. And we'll see. Hopefully it works out. So that is really our team. We have our contractors that we work on when a house is in production. And so, you know, we have a general contractor. We have electricians and plumbers. And those are all people that I've been working with, you know, going on 14, 15 years now. So they always get very excited when the phone call comes that, It's time to start something new.
And I know there's someone on your, that maybe not directly on your org chart, but you spoke about also in, when you were onboarding, a very, very important part of your team. It's your lender. And I, if you could just maybe touch on that a little bit, because you, you know, everyone knows that is kind of the, that's the financing of the short-term rental yeah. is the challenge. So do you want to talk about how you created that relationship and how that's helped you to win in these
yes.
properties?
So I did lots of research and listening to lots of different podcasts, trying to answer the question, how are people paying? How are they affording to do this? And after listening to lots of them, people are borrowing money. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're borrowing money in lots of different ways. But at the end of the day, people are borrowing money. And so when we had self-financed through the cottage, it had gotten to the end and things were tight. Like we had bills that we had to pay and things were tight. And so and we were turning the corner into our next build. We are a real business. We make real money. We can get a commercial loan. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I'm trying to solve a problem, the first question I ask myself is, who do I know that is in this space? And I knew one person who works in a bank who I go to church with. And I called him up and I said, we are looking to get a commercial loan. Can you point me in the right direction of where I should do this? And he said, well, I'm a commercial loan officer.
Perfect.
Well, there you go. That was the right person. I called our accountant and I said, I'm looking to do a commercial loan. Can you recommend somebody to me? Do you know anyone? And she said, well, you need to try this person that I know. So I put together an entire presentation and met with a couple of banks explaining our business to them. Because sometimes people have this idea that, you know, you just have a cute little cabin on Airbnb. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're doing. We are a real business that makes real money. And so I did a number of presentations to local banks in our community and got offers from both of them. Both of them wanted to finance our project. And we went with a local bank who invests a lot in our community. That's a very important thing to them. And they are a more local bank. They aren't a huge one. It's First Federal. And his name is Scott over at First Federal. And it was a learning process for him too, because they have not financed a project like what we're doing, but they were very confident in our numbers and in our skills to pull this off. And that's how we got the financing for this next project.
Can you tell our listeners, because this is one of the top questions I would get, how much time do you think you dedicated to the outreach, getting your proposal ready, doing the presentation in front of the banks? How much time did you uh-huh. invest?
So on the front end, what I did was I made a budget of how much I thought things were going to cost. And since I have connections to all of the vendors that I've used in the past, I was able to reach out and say, can you price this for me and in today's money? Because it hadn't been that long since we'd finished construction, but prices are changing and I need to be prepared for that. So I'd reached out to them and I said, can you give me a quote on what it would be today? And I put that budget together. That took maybe a week or so. I had a spreadsheet on Excel, just plugged it all in. My husband was actually going to go in and meet at the bank. And I asked him, like, you know, what do you have prepared? He goes, I don't know. You didn't understand the assignment. You didn't understand it. And so then we did a flip and we sat down and we put together a presentation. It took us maybe 2 hours, 3 hours. And we put it together. We proofread it. We practiced it. We sent it to Staples to get it printed nice. In duplicate. Mm-hmm. And I walked in ready to go.
Nice. You showed up as the professional you were. And Rose, would you agree that now you sort of made yourself your own business's template for when you, whether it's yes. with a bank or private money lender, you know what I mean? Like you've got this now. Now you just change the project out, change your goals, change the numbers, but now you've done the work.
And with that commercial yeah. loan, do you mind sharing with us how much you had to put down?
We had to put down 8%.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
8%?
That's awesome. So,
and they were able to, and they financed 85%. So we okay. were able, they are a community bank and their mission is to invest in our community. Mm-hmm. And so I think we got more generous terms than you might've gotten at a larger size bank.
Sure.
But also working with people locally in the community is very important.
And then what is, just to kind of give us, I don't know how open you are to talk about numbers, but can you give us, what is the, you know, the nightly rate of your properties and like the average stay that you're, that you're getting right now?
So you have to keep in mind that we do have dynamic pricing, so it changes.
Yep, absolutely.
So Mount Pleasant Lodge varies between like, you know, $400 to $600 a night with a 2-night minimum.
Okay.
On holidays or, you know, for, you know, during the summer, sometimes it goes up into the 700s or the 800s.
Right.
That's about where that one starts. The cottage at Maple Pond, most people book it at around $1,100 a night. Some of the summer weekends, it goes even higher. And during the off season, so I would say the off season for us is starting in January till middle of May. Most our weekends will be full every Friday to Sunday, but those rent more in like the $700 to $800 a night range. And I know those sound like really big numbers, but keep in mind that we have two or three different family groups at once. Mm-hmm. And usually it figures out to like around $50 to $60 per person per night.
No, I think it sounds like a deal.
It sounds like a deal.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if they can cook right there. I mean, I don't know any listeners when you, if you've gone to, you know, gone on vacation and the whole family is at a hotel and, you know, just going to coffee in the morning can get
an ordeal.
Can get pretty pricey. So no, I think love that. It's great.
Rose, when I introduced you to the show, you had a saying in there that you want your guests to go on an open and go vacation. Before I get to what my final question is going to be, I wanted to ask you what that meant. What does open and go mean to you?
One of my goals is that our guests, when they pack, all they have to do is bring their clothes, including their swimsuits and their groceries. And if they don't even want to bring their groceries, I offer a number of fill the fridge packages. So I'll even take care of that for you. And I want vacation to be that easy. So as a mom, we have a saying, you are either on vacation or you're having a trip. And when you're traveling with kids, it's a trip.
Mm-hmm.
They're on vacation. You're on a trip. I want the moms and the families that go on vacation and stay at our properties, I want them to actually have vacation. And when they're packing and they're wondering, what do we need to bring? Just bring your clothes, bring some groceries, and everything else is there. We have people that'll ask, do you have toilet paper? Of course I have. You have linens? Yes. And I get that that's not standard in all markets, mm-hmm. but for the guest experience that I'm creating, it's included. Do you have coffee? Yes, I have coffee and decaf. And tea. But you don't like those? I also have hot chocolate. And what about your kids? Well, I have a beverage fridge and I stock it. And so someone might say, gosh, you're spending an awful lot of money putting all of that stuff in the property. People are spending good money to stay in my houses. Mm-hmm. And when you are spending that kind of money, there's always a question of value. So I stage about $2 worth of pop. It's 33 cents a can.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm filling the beverage fridge, that really isn't costing me a lot of money. But the guest side, it's totally worth it.
For sure.
I agree with you. So like I at my salon, they always stock their fridge with like the Starbucks coffees and soda water. And I just feel like it's so bougie. But when you think about how much these things cost, especially if you buy them from like a wholesale discount mm-hmm. place, it really isn't. And just how taken care of do you feel when you're going to get your hair? So same with, I love that for the kiddos, you've got something for them to drink too, because they don't drink coffee or tea most likely. Maybe hot chocolate, you know, when it's colder out. But so smart, Rose.
Like today we have some guests checking into Mount Pleasant Lodge and they are celebrating their father's 87th birthday. So they had told me that as part of their booking form. And so I went and got birthday balloons, $5, mm-hmm. and a birthday card, maybe another $5, it was $10. But their total reservation was something like $1,700.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm making that and I spent $10 on those things. But when they walk in the door and there's birthday balloons for their 87-year-old father and a special birthday card just for him, it's a great $10.
Yeah,
yep, for sure is.
All right. So we're getting towards the end here, but we have to know, because this isn't something else. What are your top tips for people that are just starting out? Like what do you wish you would have known?
Yeah. So get a really big washing machine.
True. With a speed cycle.
True.
Just really, really big. Really. And if you have concrete floors, I know this now because I got on the phone to get this answer. If you have a concrete floor, you can get a commercial washer and dryer, but they have to be connected to the floor. But we spend a lot of time.
So they don't shake around. Interesting. Okay. Yes. Did you buy the commercial?
No, because okay. I don't have a concrete floor, but I do have a Speed Queen. So ask this a lot. Speed Queen.
Do you love Speed Queen? I want to buy one. Do you love it?
I do.
Okay.
Must
be the best.
Those things are
On back order forever, though.
You know, not if you go to Minoan and use Ferguson.
Oh, hot tip.
Yes.
Nettie's literally writing this down.
Ferguson, because I checked a few weeks ago and on Ferguson, they had we call them the commercial ones, but they're for residential homes. And then you can use your Minoan discount because I priced that one out. And it was a pretty nice discount for a washing machine that I couldn't get here locally.
Yeah, for sure.
No, Speed Queen's where it's at. Okay, so that's tip number one.
Big washer.
Large
we agree.
Washer. Okay.
Big washer. If you take it seriously and everything that you're doing is a reflection of you and how you do it, other people are going to pick up on that. Mm-hmm. Having a really great community of other people around you is very important. We talk a lot about technology. What tech are you using? I think the people that you're working with are just as important as the technology that you're using. One of the things that we get a lot out of is relationships with these different wedding event venues around us. And so I studied where our guests were coming from. A lot of people were coming for weddings. So I got on the phone and I called all the wedding barns that our guests were coming from and said, let's work together. So one of the things that we do, and we did this early on, is we make a comment card that we put in all of our rentals because your guests have all the information that you need. And so you need to figure out how to learn it from them. And the first question is, what were you looking for? How did you find us? Then the second question is, what improvements would you recommend? And that helps us flush out problems. Mm-hmm. And people will tell us things like, you know, there's a light bulb out. Perfect. That's what I need. And then the last one is, what memory did you make that was the most important? If you can make a card like that and leave it in your property, your guests will tell you exactly what you need to know. That's something that I would tell somebody starting out, put that in there and take that feedback from your guests.
Don't worry, listeners. You can go back, rewind that on your favorite podcast player and take Rose's hot tips that will pay in dividends. Rose, you are a fantastic, amazing CEO. I don't know. Where are you in the org
chart? Where are you in the
org chart? What title did you give
Hopefully
yourself?
You're CEO.
All of them.
I'm everything.
I love it. No, we appreciate your time so much. Listeners, we will put all of Rose's information in the show notes. Rose, if someone wanted to reach out to you and thank you for your tips today or connect with you, where should they go to find you?
Yeah, so we are both on Facebook and Instagram at Your Family's Place. That's also our book direct website, yourfamiliesplace.com. You can email me, also very easy to remember, rose@yourfamiliesplace.com. And if you have questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'm glad to answer any questions on what we're doing. I like to view other hosts as colleagues and not competition. And as we're trying to professionalize the industry, we all need to work together.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Another mic drop from you.
Yes.
God, you're good. All right. And Nettie, anything else before I sign us off?
No, I encourage everybody to take one. I think that this whole episode should say take action. And so please take action on something that Rose went over today. Just one thing, because again, what she said, the professionalism and what it means to be a host. If we can all, everybody that listens to this episode, thousands of you, takes one positive action, it will impact the whole entire industry and all of those guests that are going to come stay with one of us somewhere someday. So
yes.
Thank you for your time. We're so appreciative of that.
All right. I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
We will talk with you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.